I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Monday, August 16th, 2010. Twitter has confronted the idea of death. Hey, we all have to eventually, right? Twitter has announced a new policy for when users die. Once the death is confirmed, the account can come down and Twitter can send the family an archive of the person's tweets. John Troyer is deputy director at the Center for Death and Society at the University of Bath in England.
I do think that what this Twitter policy is trying to address is something that all of these social networking technologies and mediums, from MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to you name it, is the mortality of their users.
Social media has become an established part of our culture, and as such, it must now take into account all aspects of our culture, including death.
My older cousin Sandy passed away a little unexpectedly earlier this spring.
Kim Oslin lives in Maplewood, Minnesota. Facebook suggested she send her late cousin a message.
It just brought up a lot of sadness, especially since it was such an unexpected and quick death. And just realizing that in this day and age, our technological trails are leaving us long after we're gone.
To compare, Twitter's policy offers to either remove the dead person's account or leave it as is. Facebook offers a third way: make the account a memorial site that people can visit and write on and talk to each other through. And it pretty much looks like the page of a living person. Ira Brooker lives in St. Paul.
My friend Frank died almost 3 years ago, had an accident at home. Just after he passed, his family took over all of his social networking accounts and encouraged people to log on and leave messages for Frank. And a lot of people did that, leaving not just like tributes, but giving him updates on the latest season of Heroes, asking his advice for some writing projects. He was kind of a mentor to a lot of people, and that carried on afterward. And even now, my sidebar on Facebook will give me reconnect with Frank, you haven't spoken to him lately, messages. You know, it's always a little tinge of sadness, but Frank had a really macabre sense of humor, and I think his first reaction would probably be finding it hilarious that he was able to haunt his friends through cyberspace.
All of us, you, me, Facebook, Twitter, we all have to deal with death. In the real world, there are established customs. Send flowers, wear black, attend a funeral. But we're all just starting to figure out what the digital equivalent of that is going to be. John Troyer says social media companies are trying to apply an old custom to the new world.
I think that what a lot of these platforms are trying to do is simply take on a new kind of obituary form. The narrative form par excellence of writing about a person's life, what they've done, who they've known, what they were involved in, and turning it into a much more sort of real-time obituary experience.
Well, I was going to ask you about the idea that we don't really have rituals that go along with handling death online. It's all so new. But maybe what's happening here is that these social media sites are reverting to the ritual of the obituary, something that is familiar.
I think you're absolutely right. To use the language of technology for just a second without being too glib about it, the thing about it, the obituary, is that it has really been a kind of killer app as far as an approach to writing about an individual's life, which is why I think it's no coincidence that you're finding that kind of use in these new technologies, seeking out how do we represent the dead? How do we talk about them?
Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. Facebook's got a new office open in Seattle. They're having a party to celebrate, and the guest list is going to be exclusive.
Right, but not in terms of fashion or celebrity.
More brains than glamour. So here's how it works. If you want to go to the August 25th party, first you have to solve a word puzzle. Have you seen it? It looks really hard.
I tried it for a while and
you gave up.
I stopped.
So after you figure that out, then you can go to a page that asks you to write computer code. If you want to go to a party, you have to write computer code to determine which Facebook friend shares the most interest with you.
And let's say you get through those hurdles, then what happens?
And then you submit the code, hope Facebook likes it enough to invite you
to what sounds like a really fun party.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm using fun the same way Facebook uses friend. See if you're cool enough. We posted the test at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.